The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
All right, Farrell on a bench with you. 844-843-6879 to get on the bench. Big win for St. John's tonight. They beat Nova, I think it was 70-59. Posh Alexander with a 16 spot. What a great name, Posh. Your boy, Posh. Posh Alexander. That's a strong effort right there, Mafia. They win at Carneseca. They get it done. And that's a big win for them. They need. I told you today on Coast to Coast, I was with them with the 9.5. I feel like they played really well over their last 5-6 games. They won all of them. They've been hot, and they got it done tonight against number 3 Villanova. So that's a gigantic win for them. I have Georgetown with that 14 spot against Creighton. They're up 74-66 with 4 minutes left. That game's going on right now, too. I can actually watch that one as I'm watching the Pelicans and Suns. SMU leads Tulsa 64-56 with under 2 minutes to go. Oklahoma State's up a bucket on TCU, 71-69 with just under 3 minutes to go. And then Virginia Tech beat Pitt. Missouri by 5 over Kentucky as Cal loses another game. The big story tonight, Houston, number 5 in the land, unbeaten. They lost to East Carolina 82-73. And then South Carolina beat number 22 Florida 72-66. Bama ranked 10th by 18 over LSU. LaSalle beat St. Louis by 7. Seton Hall blew out Providence. VCU by 1 over Rhode Island. VMI in overtime over Wofford. I went crazy with these. Chattanooga, I gave you. They won at West Carolina, 74-67. I had them winning outright. I got to look at these bets. Had them outright, and they won the game. And then I took East Tennessee State outright to beat Mercer on the road. It was my number 6 play. They won the game. They were losing at halftime. They won 70-64. They're tough. They were getting 1.5. That was a beautiful cover. I gave you Greensboro laying 10.5 as my number 5 play against Citadel. They blew them out, 85-66. That was a huge bet. I gave you Tulane and 11 against Wichita State with the Shockers winning. I had Wichita on the money line and Tulane getting 11. Both of those hit. 75-67 Shockers. Memphis, I gave you minus 10.5 against Central Florida. 75-61 was the final, so they covered. And I gave you Virginia, and that line was 7. I think it pushed 64-57 over NC State in Raleigh. So they won, and they pushed on the spread. There you go. So big night in college. What do you think, Mafia, of Houston losing and Villanova losing tonight?
Yeah, I think that's huge. Obviously, we're just putting out, you know what people are saying. We had Linares up today of the
Mafia not into the games, apparently. at least I watched them all. Here you go. Lightning 5-1 over the Red Wings. That's a final. Bruins 4-3 over the Flyers in overtime. I think when it was all said and done, Bergeron with the winner on a power play goal from Krejci and Pasternak. 4-3, they win it. 31 seconds into the overtime. Huge game winner for the Bruins. Pasternak scored twice in that game as well to tie up the game. They were losing 3-1 to the Flyers. We welcome in our radio affiliate, SiriusXM 204. Mightier 1090 in San Diego, Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline USA, and Armed Forces Radio. Good to have you with us on the bench. I'm Pharrell with Mafia. So Bergeron with the winner. They were down 3-1. I kind of gave up on the game when it was 1-1. I just was so into the basketball. And they tied it up on a Kevin Hayes goal. And then Voracek and Farabee made it 3-1 Flyers. And then they blow it. 12:05 at a third, Pasternak on a power play from Richie and Bergeron. Then at 19:45 with 15 seconds left in the game, Pasternak scores again on a power play from Marchand and Bergeron. And then Bergeron wins it 30 seconds into overtime. And those were the only two games tonight. By the way, today on Coast to Coast, I was on the Lightning. And in the sense that not the 4-1 odds, they were laying 400. It was terrible. But I said that the over, that they would get the over themselves. Now they didn't, but the over hit at 6. It was 5.5, and the Lightning were up 3-0 in that game, and they win it 5-1. So they're playing them again, like I think Friday night in Tampa. I could be wrong, but I think they're playing the Red Wings again Friday night. They're going to kick their ass again. Georgetown up 6 on Creighton with 2 minutes left in the game at Creighton. That's a huge upset if they can pull it off for Patrick Ewing and the Hoyas with their losing record. See if they can close the door here. It's Pharrell on a bench, 844-843-6879.
Don't think of us as a place to just hear sports talk. Think of us more as an all-you-can-listen buffet of live odds, lines, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use. Bon appetit. We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, Georgetown's going to beat Creighton. They're up 9 with 1:10 left. They're at the line, and he misses the free throw. Anyway, they're up 9, and there's 1 minute left. So, and then how about Creighton walking the ball up? They're walking the ball up, down 9 with 1 minute left. You want to know why they're going to lose? Can you imagine? Like, I'm watching this kid walk the ball up like he's got all day. They're down 9. The game's over. The game's over. And that's what's crazy about college basketball, Moff, is that, you know, a night like tonight, no one saw that coming. Well, except, you know, I hit the spreads. I'm cool with that. I hit the Hoyas. I hit St. John's. I didn't see Houston coming. That's the thing about college basketball. It's, you know, in the NBA, you know, for the most part, you don't have shocking upsets where it's like, wow, can you believe they won? It's rare, right? You know, it's more about games and spreads and the final score, the total. And then in college, anything can happen. Like, it's so crazy. Like, on a night like tonight, no one saw East Carolina. They've never beaten a top five team. And then no one in their right mind thought St. John's would win based on they're getting 10, 9.5, whatever it ended up at. It was 9.5. I got it at 10. And then, you know, I saw the Hoyas. They're 4-8. They suck. But they can score. they lose all these games, and they don't get blown out when they lose. So I took the 14, and they covered. And then I even gave you another one tonight, that Fordham 14 I got. It went down to 10. They still covered, and UMass won the game. But it's crazy. College is what affords you these upsets. You know what I mean? Like, college is where the shock happens. College is where the NCAA tournament starts on Thursday. And let's forget about Tuesday and Wednesday. When it starts on Thursday, and it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, by Sunday, you've already seen five or six heavies fall.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, even more so in college basketball than college football. Like, football, you see a bunch of these big spreads, and you don't usually see the upsets like you do in basketball. Especially this season, it's been even crazier. Who can practice when? Who can, you know, play? Who's getting short notice games? It's going to be insane. And that's why I can't wait for March Madness, especially if we, you know, actually get a committee that decides, you know what? We're going to pick the teams that actually deserve to be there and leave out these blue bloods this year because they don't deserve it. Then it's really going to be the most madness of March we've ever seen. And that's going to be awesome. You're going to see a lot more of these veteran teams, you know, with players that have been around for 3 or 4 years in a system that didn't have to, you know, worry about relearning things and getting things going. It's going to be awesome to see when you get these upsets and things like this happening, because we're already getting them in the regular season. Imagine what we're going to get in this tournament.
You know, I think I just found out why Creighton lost tonight. I just figured it out. They're wearing pink. You know, the Creighton Blue Jays are wearing pink tonight, and I have no idea what that's. Maybe it has something to do with for breast cancer. I hope it does. I lost my mom to breast cancer. That's all fine and dandy. I still can't have the Blue Jays wearing all pink. You just can't have it. And then the Hoyas came in. They're like, yo, what's up with these cats wearing pink? And then, sure enough, the Hoyas are going to upset them. And that'll be that. So I think it's because they wore pink. And then what's even funnier is some of the Hoya players have pink basketball shoes on. Am I missing something here, Mafia? Is it for breast cancer? What is the whole deal with pink going on tonight? It must be all the people in the crowd are wearing pink, too. It must be breast cancer or something.
It must be. But, you know, I thought that was November. I didn't know why we're doing this in February. But maybe I'll have to look it up. See, maybe it got postponed from earlier in the season. But that's usually why you wear pink, especially the jerseys and the shoes.
Did you hear today when we ran the clip and Kyrie was like, what day is it? he didn't even know what day it was. And I don't know what month it is.
That guy's on another planet regularly anyway, so I'm not surprised he knows what day it is. I'm surprised he even knows when to show up at the gym.
Isn't he the one that said the earth was flat?
He did say that, yes. And he went to Duke. Yeah. They accepted him at Duke.
Imagine that. So I have to tell you that I am a little bit bummed out about the Super Bowl, because I know that when I came to Sports Grid there, and I believe that there, you know, the future will be filled with, you know, many, hopefully there is a future, come to think of it. But if there is any kind of a future in this world, because if you turn on the news, it doesn't seem like there's any kind of a future for any of us. If you watch the news every day, they're selling you that there's more variants. By the time they're done, there's going to be 80 different strains. I'm not talking about weed either. There's going to be 80 strains of the COVID variants, as they call them, which is a big highfalutin word they use now on television to describe the disease that it is. The pandemic that we're in, and obviously it's ruined everything. Like, in my opinion, it has, based on, you know, we would have gone to probably 5 or 6 fights in Vegas, right? Maybe LA, a couple fights. And then, you know, I know Sports Grid was going to go to the Super Bowl and to the Final Four and to the NBA Finals and, you know, World Series and stuff like that. We were going to, you know, be live in living color, on scene, setting the standard, bringing the road show. We were lucky enough to take the Sports Grid crew on the TV side to Vegas for the fight. What was it? The Fury fight? What were we there for? Was it Fury Wilder? Is that what we were there for?
Yeah, I don't think even that's remember.
But anyway, we were there, and we did the show, the first show, I think, road show with Sports Grid. That was cool. And then my problem is is that, you know, I haven't gone anywhere in a year. So this thing, you know, dropped like in March, and it'll be March next month. And I know we're far off. I mean, it's not like it's tomorrow, but it's, you know, we're early February here. But I mean, literally, it's almost a year from when we shut it all down with conference basketball. I'll never forget the night we were doing in-game live at the Meadowlands, and the players, you know, walked off the floor in the NBA, walked off the floor in conference basketball tournament games, and they never played any of them. And then sports started getting shut down. Then we did 2.5 months, I think, on air every day with no sports. And then March, April, May, June, when it started coming back, I think, what was it? Was it June 23rd and 24th they started baseball? Or was it July 23rd and 24th? All I know is we waited several months and did shows. It was July. We never did anything. There were no sports. Then they finally came back with sports, NBA, NHL, baseball. Thank God, golf and NASCAR. I'll never forget we were trying to get excited about NASCAR races on coast to coast and doing, you know, talking about, like, I could care less about NASCAR. I've been to 50 million races, though, for the party, but I've never given a rat's ass about it. No offense to anybody. It is what it is. But the deal is, that's what we were left with, golf, NASCAR, all that. I, you know, seriously, like, I like the Masters. I like, you know, I love the British Open. You know, I'll be honest with you. I don't get that excited about, this is just me. I'm not boiling over with excitement about golf, okay? I play golf my whole life. That's fine. I still don't care. I've always said there's nothing quite like sitting on your ass for 5 hours every Sunday and watching a ball fly through the blue sky. And I just don't find it compelling. I know a lot of people do. A lot of older people love it. I'm old, and I think it sucks. I like watching violence. I like watching UFC, boxing, NHL, Stanley Cup, NBA, NFL, college football. I'll bet on anything. I don't bet on golf and NASCAR races. Thanks, ma'am. I think I'm wrong, Mafia, but you can look into it on your own, like, you know, sidebar. Anyway, you can't tell me that it doesn't suck that we've been trapped.
I'm not listening to you. I know about this. I know about everything.
I'm serious. Like, I usually, I'm always traveling to do the show. I'm always in Vegas. I'm always at fights. I've been to, you know, 15 Super Bowls. I've been to everything. You name it, I've been to 4 Olympic Games. I'm not even blowing smoke. I'm telling you, I'm used to doing the show on the road. I'm used to doing appearances and live remotes everywhere at big events. Mavi has been to a ton of them with me. The Stanley Cup Finals. You name it, we've done it. And this has nothing to do with Sports Grid, because I think Sports Grid wants to be at all those events. I think they want to be at every major event in sports, set up shop. But this Super Bowl sucks. You can't tell me that they don't have, like, they, you know, the other day we were talking about, like, that they do have a radio row in Tampa, the Super Bowl, but it's, like, so embarrassing. I don't know if you've seen it. It's like seven. I think Carver High said there were 7 tables set up in a conference room at a hotel. And it really was bad. Now, there were more than 7 tables, but they were like 50 feet apart, every little station. And they had glass partitions up and everything else. I get it. I know why. I'm not stupid. I'm dumb, but I'm not stupid. But we do have footage of me very frustrated here. In a break one day because of COVID keeping me stuck at home at the Ferrella Palatial for a year now without going to the Aeropuerta. Here it is.
Thank you for ruining the show and dropping a steamer on my journalistic integrity.
Now, that was me before I have any coffee or anything at the beginning of the day. And I get up early. I go to bed late. I get up early. It's the weirdest thing. I'll go to bed at 1:30 in the morning in New York, and I'm literally up at like 6:50, rocking. I got it all going at 7. I got Good Morning America going, local news going. I got sports going. I'm feeding dogs, letting dogs out. I got a lot of action. I hit the gym. I box every day. Kickbox. And Mafia, I got it down to a science, bro. I can go 25 minutes straight on the bag without taking a break, no breather, no nothing. Just keep throwing, keep kicking. I want to get it to the point where I do 36 minutes, like a full fight, as if I was doing 12 rounds at 3 minutes. But I don't take a break. I just keep throwing. And then I lift, I swim, I do everything. But I get it all going early. Never sleep. Now I'm trapped here. Can't go on the road. And I'm not going anywhere, Mafia, where I have to quarantine and all this nonsense. I'm not doing the, hey, come down and visit us. And then when you get here, like, can you imagine? Do you remember the one chick that they put in? Where was she? In the Caymans? They put her in jail because she broke quarantine and she went out on the jet ski to watch her boyfriend in the jet ski tournament. And 2 days after she got there, she went out to the jet ski tournament and she ended up going to jail for like 2 months. Anyway, by the way, she was kind of a hottie.
I can't believe that I keep getting chance after chance like this. Can you?
Well, yeah. It's white privilege.
I was going to get laid at that jet ski tournament this year. I got an invitation to that event, and I never made it to the Cayman Islands. Although I have been to the Cayman Islands. I had a pretty good time there. I stayed at the Ritz right in Cayman. They got a nice one there. Anyway, Mafia, I'm not going to the, anywhere, and then they make me stay in my room for 10 days. Like, can you imagine going to Hawaii and then you got to stay in your hotel room for 10 days? And then what? Like, what do I got, like a 30-day vacation? Who goes for 10 days? And then they start their vacation. I mean, that who's going to do that? Not me. And then the Super Bowl, I told you, there's 25,000 people at that Raymond James on Sunday. Any way you slice it, if you're there, it's going to be really cool to not be in those giant crowds, people pushing, shoving, standing in line, concessions, bathrooms, parking lots, getting in, getting searched, dogs sniffing your body, the whole deal, going through electric monitors, the whole deal. And all that sucks. But when you do it and no one's there and you don't have to wait in any lines, you don't have to wait to get your drinks, you don't have to wait in the men's header, the women's header, you're good to go. I actually think that sounds like a party. 25,000 people instead of 60,000 people. I mean, I can get into some serious trouble with 25,000 people there, Mafia. You could still get some tail at the Super Bowl with 25,000 people there. You can get lucky. I think it's possible. And I think it sounds like a good time. But I don't want to, and I know Florida doesn't have any, I think they're kind of backward ass with the whole COVID thing. They're like, come on down. We don't wear masks or anything. Come on. We're going to have games every day. Come on down. No to wear anything. No clothes, no masks. Just come on down to the Sunshine State. DeSantis is like the governor. Come on down. We don't have any rules here. I don't believe in rules and such. When we started living like freaky beatniks.
We don't believe in rules. Like, we gave them up when we started living like freaky beatniks.
So, I'm not sitting in a room. I'm not quarantining. I'm not isolating. I don't want to go to a party where I have to stand 20 feet from people and nobody's, making out. I can't have, can you imagine like going to the commissioner's party, the NFL properties party, or the Steinberg party, or any of those Super Bowl parties, or just Mafia and I hitting Mons Venus and Burns Steakhouse and, you know, going to the strip club, and then, you know, I'm not allowed to talk to anybody. I can't touch anybody. I mean, what do you do at the strip club? You can't do anything. Like, it just ruins everything, Mafia, this damn COVID. Can't even, Gronk can't even have a beach party. Gronk can't go to the strip club. He probably went anyway. He's down there every day. He's probably getting used to it now. The Gulf Coast and that. Stuck around St. Petersburg. It's all time for change. Kill the Tsar and his minister. Anyway,
Francis.
I lived there. I liked it. Believe it or not, yeah, I lived down in Siesta Key, which is south. It's Sarasota. It's like an hour from Tampa. We used to go up there all the time and party in Ybor City. Ybor City would be rocking for the Super Bowl. That place would be packed. Bars would be absolutely full tilt. Instead, I think it's got to suck. It just has to suck.
Al, here's to There's the no Sunshine way. State.
Right, yeah.
Here's to all that gorgeous snatch in FLA.
That was all the, that was the biggest party right there, Super Bowl week, that's happened this week so far. That footage we just got from Ybor City right there. That was a party that Gronk threw tonight, undercover. He was dressed as a woman. No one knew it was him. And he threw a party, and there were a lot of hotties there. I think he invited that chick from
swear,
the...
But what the bleep are you doing, dude?
That was the guy that snuck the girl in from the Hawks game that argued with LeBron. She's been drinking since the game, and they flew her down to Tampa, and she went to the party with Gronk.
Oh, you get down.
Turns out that was a wig. That was her right there, and she was wearing a wig at the basketball game. She doesn't look like that at all. She's actually a dude. Dude looks like a lady. It's unbelievable. But I think COVID's ruined everything. They're trying to sell me this is some great Super Bowl with nobody there. I'll tell you this much, though, Mafia. That's going to be a good game. Those two teams are badass. I think the Chiefs and Bucks are going to put on a great Super Bowl. I really do. Like, I think that, you know, every year you think the Super Bowl is going to be good. Two best teams, la-di-da. I wasn't excited at all, to be honest with you, in the least, at the prospects of last year with the Niners and the Chiefs. There was absolutely zero interest. I remember it was yawn city to me that I was going to go watch that game. And this game here, I think, delivers a wallop. I think it's just it's as good as it gets. I thought that Rodgers would beat them at Lambeau. I really did. And I thought Green Bay, Kansas City would have been phenomenal. A replay of Super Bowl I, but it wasn't meant to be. And Aaron Rodgers didn't get it done. And his coach, LaFleur, didn't get it done. Bad play calling, everything else. And the Bucks played great. Brady played pretty good. You know, he threw three picks, but none of them killed him. You know, it's one thing to throw three picks. It's another thing to throw three picks, and the team that gets the ball doesn't do anything with it. So that's what Green Bay did. They kept picking him off, and they never got a first down after they got the ball. But I think these two teams are badass going into this game. They're both very good, both very dangerous. I think the game could be phenomenal. I think it could be overtime. I mean, the first time they played, it was a three-point game. When we come back, we'll hear from the particulars. We'll go inside both teams' locker room and hear from everybody involved. Pat Mahomes, Andy Reid, Sammy Watkins, Bruce Arians, Cameron Brate, and Sean Murphy Bunning. We got it all.
Listening to the source of live odds, line, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use. But we just call it
The Winning Edge.
Keep it here.
There's plenty to go around.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
So Anyway, Oklahoma State ended up losing to TCU 81-78. So another of the mighty fell tonight. It was Upset City tonight. Oh, there's Zion with the alley-oop dunk from Bledsoe. Out of the sky, he came flying down the lane with a tomahawk. Nice alley-oop dunk there. Anyway, they're blowing out the Suns. There's about, I don't know, 6.5 minutes left in this game, and they're just shredding them. They're up 20-something. So that'll be that. By the way, just for your edification, I know that the Spurs came back. Remember they were getting their ass beat by the T-Wolves? 111-108, they came back and won that game. And then the Celtics have a three-point lead with 1.5 minutes left in the third, 78-75 at the Golden 1 over the Kings. And then this game, Pelicans, 108-82. So I did want to get into the locker rooms and get ready for this game on Sunday in Tampa. By the way, just so you know, Sunday at 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern, right before kickoff, the 3 hours prior to the kickoff at Raymond James on Sports Grid and on Sirius XM and our affiliates, you'll be able to catch Morency and I doing the pregame Super Bowl bash. That's what we're doing. We're doing like a show dedicated to the game, everything. It should be pretty crazy when Morency and I hook up and work together. It's usually pretty wild and funny. So I'm looking forward to that. Sunday at 3 Eastern till 6, Morency and Pharrell unglued, getting ready for the Bucks and Chiefs. So here we go. Chiefs side, Pat Mahomes, obviously not overwhelmed by the matchup with Tom Brady. He just does not seem worried at all after already playing in big games and winning a Super Bowl ring.
I think that's more of a long-term thing than kind of the short-term thing you have to kind of focus on. For me, I'm trying to find a way to repeat, find a way to win a second championship, and find a way to do whatever I can to win with this team. But you don't get these opportunities every single year in the NFL to be in the Super Bowl and to be in these games. And so you don't want to look back and have regrets about how you played and how you went about the week of preparing to go out there and play your best football. And then once the end of your career is done, then you can kind of look at those things and see kind of where those moments were in your career where you could have had something or that you executed and you did go out there and get and achieve your dreams.
So obviously he's young as hell and he's got a ton of, you would think, years left. Barring injury or whatever, and here he is playing in another Super Bowl. And what's weird is I need him, and you may need him, to cover three. He just needs to win. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like he's going to be worried about that three-point spread that we're all worried about. I need the guy to win by four, but I think he does not sound like he's all that worried about it, that he's, you know, it's old hat to him. He's already been in these games. He was in three straight AFC title games, two straight Super Bowls. I think the guy's pretty versed in playing in monster games. Here's his coach, Andy Reid, talking about the benefit of being an older coach in this league. I guess he's seen more. Here we go.
You know, I'm not quite 66 yet, but I appreciate you advancing me just a little bit. I'm still part of the Geritol crew, though, and we are a little bit older and there is experience that comes with that, and I guess they say wisdom with age comes, you know, that comes with it. But there are a lot of good young football coaches out there, and that I look forward to seeing continue to grow in this business. I mean, we're lucky to have them in the National Football League, and by chance, you know, we're a few of the older guys have gotten to this point, and I'd probably attribute that to good players and then a little bit of experience there. And in my case, I'm fortunate to have a heck of a staff.
Well, they talk about this guy, that he's got all this genius and all this luck and, you know, he's getting all the right cards, you know, as if he was playing blackjack. The guy, everything comes up roses for him, the fourth down and ones, It doesn't matter. It just seems like everything he touches lately turns to gold. And then you got Bruce Arians on the other side. We'll hear from him in a minute, but I still want to hear from Sammy Watkins. So Watkins says basically he's got a whole new perspective on his career in the sense that being in Kansas City has shown him the light. Here's Watkins.
Just gotten better in every area of my game, running routes, blocking, just knowing what the game is about. And that's about going out there playing for your teammates, going out there pushing and doing whatever the job is to get the win. I think that has helped my mentality on and off the field, you know, with just being that type of guy that is not thinking about himself and not being selfish. And, man, just being on one of the best teams in the world, I think that's the biggest part of it. You learn so many different things because you're around so many stars. And you get to see how people are and you get to judge yourself and kind of, you know what I mean, help yourself as far as put things in perspective.
I think that he, it's going to come down to in the offseason, they say they want to keep him, Watkins, and they want him to stay in Kansas City, but... you know, he missed several games, whatever it is. He's always got some kind of injury problem. And now he's allegedly going to be ready to go in this game on Sunday, which is all that matters, is that he's ready for the big game. But, you know, with the injuries and everything and with the money that he makes, which is not like the greatest money in the world, but he's making good money. And you would think after two straight Super Bowls, if they win again and he's get you know, back-to-back rings. He's the kind of guy, if you ask me, he's not going to take a pay cut. He's not going to, you know, lighten his load. I think the guy, he'll want more money. And he misses games. And I actually have this feeling. I know that they've said, I've heard them, the stories are running in Kansas City that they want to keep him. And they, you know, want to get a deal done. But I don't believe it. I think he'll leave. I think someone will offer him more money and he'll take it because it is what it is. And especially if you get two rings. Let's say he wins another ring. What does he care? I mean, some guys might want to stay and go for three and four and whatever else. But nothing is guaranteed in this world at all. Like, you're going to win this year, you're going to win next year. You know, my ass, it doesn't work that way. They're lucky they're bagging this one. I remember when the Steelers did it in 74, 75, 78, and 79. They did it back-to-back twice. It hasn't happened since 02, 03. The Patriots are the last to do it. So just getting back is a huge thing for the Chiefs. And that's like saying, all right, they're going to win it this year, let's say, and then what, they're going to go do it again next year? I think those odds shrink, and I think that a guy like that would take the money over that chance, that bet. You bet they'll go back for a third straight Super Bowl, or do you bet that he would take more money to go somewhere else? I think he'll take more money to go somewhere else. And I'll tell you another thing. I don't trust him as far as I can spit with that body of his and all that soft tissue he's got and calf problems and everything else. The guy's been injured when the wind blows. That's all there is to it. Let's go to the Buccaneers side. So Bruce Arians loves taking chances. Here he is, the coach of the Buccaneers.
Yeah, I think it started, you know, when I was young, one of my coaches put the poem, If, by Rudyard Kipling in our playbook. And it just talks about not being afraid to throw your hat in a ring, fail or win, bounce back and keep on going. I do apply it to everyday life. You're not guaranteed the next day. I hit a lot of balls in the water going 4-2, knowing I can't get there, but I ain't going to get there unless I try. And that 1 out of 10 that makes it, it's a great feeling. And so, yeah, that's just how I live life.
Is that your boy Bruce Arians trying to bring his long fairway wood game into the picture here? Going for the green and two with that long hybrid fairway shot over the water? All I could think of there was Amen Corner. There you go. He's playing golf with this football decision-making, it sounds like to me there. Cameron Brate has been great for the Bucs and for Tom Brady. He loves throwing to that tight end. You know, between Brate and Gronkowski, they are dangerous. They are lethal. Here's Brate, expected to be in the Super Bowl this year. When he saw Brady show up, he thought they'd be there all along.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It seemed like since we signed Tom in March, like everyone kind of joked around, like, yep, Bucs are going to be in the Super Bowl at home. And here we are, you know, a year later from that point. And it's definitely special to all of us. And I mean, it's super great for the city, you know, the opportunity to have the Bucs kind of represent the whole city. And hopefully we can all celebrate together after the game. So definitely special for us. Hopefully we got a lot of Bucs fans there on Sunday, but yeah, pretty unbelievable how it all kind of worked out.
Yeah, I don't think those are the 25,000 are going to be Bucs fans. I think the 25,000 that are getting into that game are going to be rich fans that the NFL wants there. I don't think it's going to be as much of a home game as everybody else does. Yeah, they're playing in their stadium. That's about the gist of it. But believe me, that 25,000 is a select group of wealthy people, and the rest of them are nurses and first responders. And I know Bob Kraft's bringing a plane of 76 people down. He bought a bunch of tickets to the game. That's who's getting those seats, is, you know, invitation only. I mean, good luck getting Super Bowl tickets. Are you kidding me? But I do want to say this, that they, the Lightning have won the Stanley Cup twice. The Bucs have won the Super Bowl once. And I'm certain the Bucs are more popular. I'm certain the Bucs matter more to the city. I'm sure that they're more excited about the chance to have Tom Brady win them another Super Bowl than they are about the Lightning winning two and going for three, you know, second in a row. The last one they won was in 04, and then they won last season in the bubble. And now they're going for a repeat again, and they're still really good. They're winning without Kucherov. They're kicking ass and taking names every day. When we come back, I guess we still have one more guy that we want to hear from. I don't know how long he's going to talk for. Hopefully it's not that long. Sean Murphy Bunting we'll hear from next. He's played great for the Bucs defense. Guy keeps having interceptions, coming up big, making huge plays. I do think that Buccaneers defense is on a roll. The team's won all these games in a row. They're kicking everybody's ass. They're confident. They're dangerous. And I don't deny, and their offense and their receivers, and even Fournette underneath is incredible, and Brady's been incredible. But they don't have Patrick Mahomes. All right, so Sean Murphy Bunting of the Bucs, he thinks that Tampa needs to get off to a fast start on Sunday.
Just starting fast. I feel like we started slow. They got a good jump on us early on. They were doing some good thing, and they were out scheming, you know, what we had going on. They had a really good game plan that game. But the main thing that I'm taking away or need to take into that game is to start fast, you know, and just stay true to my technique and stay true to what my coach has taught me and what we've seen on film.
So he was kind of comparing it to the first game, of course, that Kansas City held on and beat them 27-24. So we'll find out Sunday, and obviously tomorrow we'll do more of it, and Friday as well. Don't forget Sunday, 3-6, Morency and I are on Sports Grid TV doing the pregame special. That should be awesome. Right now, good game going on in the NBA. The Pelicans, by the way, finished off the Suns and kicked their ass. But right now, in a timeout, I believe, 89 apiece, Celtics and Kings with 8 minutes left. And in that game, Brown has 20, Tristan Thompson 17, Tatum 14. That's about the gist of it. They're shooting 28% from downtown. The Kings, on the other hand, Halliburton has 18, Barnes 16, De'Aaron Fox has 15 and 11 dimes, the double-double. And then They're shooting 34% from downtown. So both of them are shooting 43% from the floor. Really good finish. 89 apiece in a timeout. Just so you know, tomorrow, Warriors and Mavs in Dallas. Dallas laying 3.5. Jazz, Hawks in Atlanta. Jazz laying 7.5. Blazers getting 9 in Philly against the Sixers. Rockets, Grizzlies. Grizzlies laying 2 and Nuggets, Lakers. Lakers laying 5. I'll see you at 4 p.m. Eastern on Coast to Coast. Sports Rage is next with Morenci. Good night, everybody.